Good afternoon. Thanks for being here. Today we'd like to give a short introduction presentation to the OpenSUSE project. I'm Michael Loeffler. I'm the product manager. So I have this kind of interface role between Novell and the OpenSUSE community. And I'm giving this talk with Martin Assange together. Yourself.
Unfortunately, we're holding one microphone, so my name is Martin Assange. I'm working also at SUSE on the OpenSUSE project, and my main task is communication. I mean, talking with the people on the mailing list and the IRC, and also take care of the wiki, and also take care of events, fairs, and stuff like that.
Okay. As we have today and tomorrow this developer room, but today we mostly cover some more talks or presentations about our build service, about building packages and so on. Tomorrow the emphasis in the morning is on mobility, so detection of fingerprinters, OpenSync and Suspend are some of the topics, and in the afternoon Mono workshop will be held, and some insights on the Open Office project and how the connection now with the Open XML and so on goes on. So we invite you to join those talks as well. As most of our first, who's using OpenSUSE 10.2 already? Who's using 10.3 Alpha 1? Okay, so that's by and large the internal people only. As most of you know, the OpenSUSE project was funded 1.5 years ago by Novell. Novell still is our main sponsor. We are happy to have Novell. I think I hope most of you are happy as well. Of course, with a kind of grandfather of the IT industry, it's sometimes a bit challenging, especially as Novell is a mixed source company, so it's not open source only. They have some proprietary stuff as well, and they are, as said, like a bit grandfathered sometimes, so they are in some areas a bit conservative. And with such young movements like the open source movement, we have to do convincing tasks there sometimes. So today's presentation shall give an introduction in the project. We will cover our goals, what the project is, what changed, especially over the last year, from last year's FOSTEM to this year's FOSTEM, and we'd like to give an overview about the future, about the plans, our ideas. Please feel free at the end of the Q&A session, and in general, feel free to join, ask our people at the booth outside, join our ISC channels in the net and participate at the project. If something works wrong for you, just stand up and say, hey, please change, or why are you doing this in that way?
So, okay, the next slide is goals we have, and as Michael already told, regards to distribution, and what we want to do with the Open Office project is we want to distribute it more. So more people should use the distribution, it's a very good distribution, and now with Novell we have a little bit more power, so we can really distribute the distribution much better. As before, when you compare it to SUSE, for example, it needed 6 to 8 weeks to download it from the server. Now we can download it on day one. So it's very nice. So distribution is much better than before. And we also want, of course, open development. That's the name, OpenSUSE. Open development means you can develop on the distribution. This is very important for us. Especially if you compare it to the old model we worked with SUSE before, the distribution was quite close. So only the SUSE guys are working on the distribution. So we invite you to join the development of the distribution. This is very important for us. And of course, we want to make the best distribution available. Some things that are unique in our distribution, for example, is our graphical installer, our graphical configuration tool, Yast. This is really quite unique in the Linux world if you compare it to other tools. And this is one thing we want to make the best distribution. Also, when you see later talks about laptops or the build servers, the goal is clearly we want to make the easiest distribution for laptop installation, for example. We want to make it very easy to install or make packages in the build server. So this is mainly our main goal, to make the best distribution available.
The OpenSUSE project currently contains of three pillars. So with, we have communication, we have the distribution itself, and the OpenSUSE build service. The communication mainly consists out of the wiki, which is open for everybody. So you just need to create an account, and then everybody can edit pages, create new pages, add stuff to pages, and so on. We have different mailing lists. We started 1.5 years ago with, I don't know, around 6 or 8 mailing lists. We are now 15 or 20 already, so we have plenty of mailing lists for different topics. I think for everybody, the right mailing list is there as well. Most of the mailing lists are pretty vibrant, so a lot of stuff is going on. The distribution itself, we have the release distribution, which comes out roughly each 8 months. So more or less, sometimes it's only 7, sometimes it goes up to 9 months. We have doing that, and we have the released version. We offer from day one as a download version. We offer the CD version is open source only. The DVD versions contains always some proprietary stuff like Adobe Reader, Flash Player, etc. And we offer still here in Europe a boxed version, which is available in retail, which comes with a CD and DVD set, a manual, and free for installation support. This is mainly for kind of beginners or people new to Linux, which need a bit more guidance or so. Between the released versions, we have always the public alpha and beta versions. So 10.2 came out beginning of December, and mid of February already 10.3 alpha 1 came out. So we have now monthly alphas till more or less July timeframe when we start the beta phase. And this ends with the release candidate, and then 10.3 will be published as well. The roadmap yet is not carved in stone, so 10.3 will be available sometime between August and October. We have the factory distribution as well, which is FTP tree, and which offers always the current state of our development. So the factory from today is different than the factory distribution from Friday. Very important for all of us is Baxilla. So in Baxilla, everybody can report bugs and can communicate with this tool as well. So I report a bug, this and that doesn't work. A development guy comes back to me and says, hey, I need more and more explanation or so, or at the log file, whatever. Baxilla is our tool to fix bugs, easy. The OpenSUSE build service, which we announced, I think, last year here at Foston, meanwhile, is public, is there. The OpenSUSE build service offers you the automatic or largely automated building and creation of packages for OpenSUSE, for SUSE Linux Enterprise, and for other Linux distributions as well. So there you can build a package and build it for 5 distributions in one. So you have a package for OpenSUSE available, for Mandriva, for Ubuntu, and so on. The piece has a web front end, and it comes command line client, and it builds currently for 32-bit and 64-bit. We are in the moment in conversation with some other companies to enhance or broaden this offering to build for other architectures as well. But currently 32-bit and 64-bit is available, and of course we'll be looking for getting more hardware and bandwidth to make this offering, give it more performance and make it even, or open it more up, as currently you have to ask for an account, receive one, but there are quotas on it. So for example, if tomorrow 2,000 people would say, hey, please give me an account, then the build service would become very slow. So some hardware and bandwidth is needed here.
So what changed since last year, especially for the people who were last year also, and so we can compare what we achieved in this 1 year. And on the first slide, we talk about the communication. First, the wiki is my part also. I worked on the wiki. We have a lot of new languages. Total, we have 16 announced languages. And we have over 2,500 pages in the English wiki. The other wikis are not that crowded. The German one has the same exact came, the French one. But the English one is our main wiki. We have a new layout. We also discussed it on the mailing list. So we got input from the community, what they think about the layout. They gave us value hints, how to enhance it, how to make the front page better. And we also have a splash page. Splash page means you have a page when you enter www.opensuse.org. You came to a page where you can see all the languages we have, so you can switch easily to a language you want to read. Mailing list. One important task we always want to do is to make one migration from the @suse.de mailing list to opensuse.org. So @suse.de is dead now, so all mailing lists going over opensuse.org. And we moved also some internal lists, so that means the internal people working from a vendor for SUSE. For example, we had a packager list. When you have problems with packager, we discuss it internally. So we moved the list outside, so you can directly have contact with the developers. And also the stuff going on internal with our packagers are now on the external list, so this is very nice. And we are working on to migrate other lists, internal lists, to the outside. For example, last week we had the YAST list. So if you have questions about YAST, this is the right way to go. Thanks to Hannah, we have a very nice web interface now for the archives. So if you search for old mails or want to subscribe and stuff like this, then you can go to the web page, to the mailing list page, and you can search there. You can see an overview of all the mailing lists we have so far. And we also have a lot of new lists. I guess altogether we have 46 or 48 mailing lists now. So we have special mailing lists for languages, of course. We have a German language mailing list. We have French, we have Italian, stuff like that. But we have also mailing lists for special topics like development, packaging, factory, and stuff like that. As you see, we have two official channels now. We have OpenSUSE and OpenSUSE Project. And we have a lot of meetings there. So we have a bi-weekly meeting. It's called the status meeting. You can also find it on the wiki page. We have an overview where you can find all the meetings. You can also see a transcript of the old meetings, so you can see what's going on in the project. And we have also two community meetings, I guess. So organized from the community about community topics, how to integrate the community better, work with SUSE together. And we had also, for example, a special meeting about YAST. So if you have questions about some special topic, you can say to us, hey, I need a special meeting for that, and we will make a meeting. And so the topic for the meeting is only the topic you want. The YAST meeting was very good. So for example, so people ask only YAST questions there. This is very good to go deeper into what topic. And ISC communication is for SUSE, so official SUSE is quite new, but it's quite efficient because you can talk directly with the community members. And we will see, we try, and we need also input from you to make more meetings. So if you have a special topic for a meeting, just send us an email and we will see what we can do.
Last year as well, we launched the SUSE Linux 10.1 in May. It was supposed to be launched beginning of March, so we faced pretty much delay. I think, or at least most of you are partly know that we had a major issue with our package management, which was not very happy for all of us. So it delayed the distribution, and it caused, after the launch, still big trouble, and we just could fix it in tune with the patch, and with 10.2 I think we made it better, but not as good as at least the community wants to have it. With 10.2 as well, we changed the name from SUSE Linux to OpenSUSE. That was to make the difference between the enterprise product SUSE Linux Enterprise Desktop and Server and the community product clearer. So when I'm at the trade shows or so, pretty many people, the question which is asked most to me is, what is the difference? As the people didn't catch the difference between SUSE Linux Enterprise something and SUSE Linux 10.1 or so. So this is to make the difference clearer, and of course with OpenSUSE to show that OpenSUSE really tries to be as open as possible, invites for participating in the project, creating the distribution, help out, open up the development and everything. Since the launch of OpenSUSE, we're receiving more and more bugs from the outside. From 10.1 on, it's always that we receive more bugs from outside than internally. For 10.2, what we experience is that we receive less bugs. That could be because 10.2 is so much better than 10.1 was. So less problems, less bugs. Or worse, not so good would be that less people would participate. Which would be at least from the other communication areas like the wiki, the mailing list, don't experience. And verified, thanks to Novell, for especially for the first 1 to 4 days after launch, the demand for downloading the new distribution is very high, and we can use now, I think we did it first with 10.1, a service from Novell which offers huge bandwidth. So we don't have the problems which we experienced prior to that you started in a download and you can't reach a server or you got stuck during the download. This is now much better with this nice offering.
Okay, what changes in the build service? Maybe this is a little bit unfair because the build service was last year, at Postum at least, not really ready. So basically everything is new in the build service. For example, but what's very important is public now, so you can go to the build service and build your own packages. And for us, very important, we really try to make everything open source. And since 1 month, I guess, everything, the whole backend and the front end is open source, so you can install it also at home on your computer, in your company, and build your own packages there. The advantage is you don't have to wait on the official build service because sometimes it's very crowded and it takes some time to build the packages, so you can make your own build service at home and build the packages there. We have a new web interface, it's a little bit redesigned, we use now Ajax, and we have a search function there. We also have a build monitor, this is very nice, you can see how many packages are building at the time, how long does it take to build the packages, what is faster, which architecture and stuff like this, so you can also see it on the web page now, which helps a lot when you wait for a package. We have new clients, we have the command line client, it's called OSC, so you can, if you don't like the web interface, and some people don't like web interfaces, you can make everything with the command line client, and even a little bit more, so we have some special functions with the command line client, and I guess you heard also later in the oral build service talks, you can use this client, and we have also a rich client, it's a graphical interface, I guess it's Qt. And this is the result of the summer of code from last year, so you can also use the build service with a graphical interface directly on the desktop without a web interface. We have more targets, especially compared to last year, we have 2 targets I guess, so you can also build your distribution packages for Debian, you can use Ubuntu, Fedora, Mandriva. This is very good if you are also an author of a package. So you just put it into the build service. Of course, Debian packages have a totally different structure with the package descriptions, so we need some work there. But basically, you can just click on rebuild the package and build for different distributions. very important for us because we don't want to use the build service just to build OpenSUSE packages. We want to build packages for all distributions, if possible. Also, my thing is that you can link projects. For example, you have the latest version of Amarok or another program. You can use the base version, which is already in the build service, and you just want to patch it. You don't have to put all the sources in your project. What you can do is you just link the main project to a new project and just make a diff file, a patch file, and so you can build an updated version without downloading all the sources and taking care of the sources up to date. Factory sync, so you can also build against the factory distribution. As we said before, factory is really the distribution we built internally at SUSE, so it's really up to date. And you can also build packages against that. Very important for all the beta testers also, so you can test your packages on the latest packages we have available. And which is also quite new, you can now build against updates. Usually you build against the distribution, for example, OpenSUSE 10.2. But it's also possible to build against updates. Sometimes you need that because of security stuff or so. So when a library is built new and there's a security problem, you can also build it against this library, against all the updates which are in the update tree. Update means so it's a yes on an update tree.
Yeah, we had last year some challenges as well, and I think we will face more challenges ongoing. So as Carl already with 10.1, we had this unhappy experience that we are by and large were forced by Novell very late in the process in beta 3 to change the package management, which caused pretty much delay, which made us offering a product which was not as good as it should be. I don't know, I think we both, Novell and the OpenSUSE team, learned about this, as I'm pretty sure things like that won't happen again, as the Novell sees the reaction of the community as well, and sees that this is currently in a state or a tool which is not needed or accepted by the community. So this won't happen again. We had another big challenge was the Microsoft Novell deal, which hit us by surprise as well. So I remember the day that I came in the morning to the office and just saw some people in the kitchen drinking coffee and chatting and blah blah blah, and say, "Hey Michael, come in, have you heard about that, blah blah blah." So even internally, or at least at our level, we weren't informed prior to that. We saw the announcement, we discussed it as well. In the community especially, it was discussed very critical, and very clearly, if you make a deal with a company which was prior to that day by and large enemy, or always said, "Hey, Linux is evil," and went out to the customers and said, don't use Linux and so on, and now we're partnering. So pretty strange. Effect for the OpenSUSE community is by and large no effect, so it stays as is. The good thing is the cooperation with the OpenXML and OpenOffice formats, which Michael Meeks tomorrow will give an insight. So the interoperability between Microsoft and the and OpenSUSE or Linux in general should become better, as well in virtualization and system management. But I think in the Office format, it's the first thing which happened already. So there's something to see. Next point, which is always challenging for us, as we are on one hand side sponsored by Novell, we're sponsored heavily. So like AJ, Martin, myself, we are mostly working for the OpenSUSE project and become salary each month, which is very nice. So Novell is sponsoring heavily with people, with hardware, with bandwidth, but we're still struggling with money. So we always need to find a way to get money to visit events like Foston, to do some t-shirts like we did last year, to do just the interaction or to work better with the community. So this is still challenging. A nice tiny thing is that we have now in Nuremberg for the employees an open source office, which is used as a meeting room, a working room, as other people out of the internal OpenSUSE team are spread around the company. So we don't have one OpenSUSE team in one department or so. We have, let's say 10 people working out of 8 departments, all for OpenSUSE. So the OpenSUSE office gives us a good chance to work better together, to work closer together. And the OpenSUSE office is not such a official office, so we have a nice couch there with whiteboards, and it's more easygoing. There's always music playing and so on, so it's very nice. Challenging and very positive that the build service became open sourced. This took quite a while, as at Nouvel there's the open source review board, which needs to review everything which we like to open source, and they discuss why should we open source that, which is pro and con and blah blah blah. And this took pretty much some months to pass the board and get a positive answer. So the build service is open source now, which is very good, and more people internally work for the OpenSUSE project, which shows as well that Nouvel is really committed to the project and to the open source movement.
Okay, last page, and then we are already over time, so I make it quick here so we have some time for questions. Ideas for the future, of course, it's an ongoing project, so we have some ideas how the future as a project can develop. One idea is, for example, sponsoring, especially for the build service. We need more hardware. And the thing is, how do we, what we do give the sponsors back? So we will discuss it maybe next week on the mailing list. It's okay to make some pictures of the companies on the OpenSUSE build service webpage or stuff like this. Another interesting thing is we're working at the moment at the guiding principles, it's a code of conduct or whatever you want to name it. So where it's clearly, we have a definition, what are our goals, what we want to do and stuff like this. We just made a draft, so we will also discuss it on the mailing list, because it's very important that we get the feedback from the community. We don't want to make guiding principles out of our own minds, so we will discuss it also later. Local communities, that means that we have several cities, several countries, people who are speaking for the OpenSUSE project, because one issue is the money. We cannot go to every convention, we cannot go to every fair. So it would be really nice when we have people in every city, which are speaking for the OpenSUSE project, helping other people with problems, for example. That is something we are working on, maybe also that we sponsor the people, what we are thinking about it now. Linux hardware database, I'm not sure, maybe some of you remember the component database we had a few years ago, which was not that bad, but was outdated, but that was a problem. And we are thinking about making a new Linux hardware database. And you see, it's a Linux hardware database, it's not a SUSE database. So we want to try to work with other distributions together. We have one big database, so you can see this hardware works with SUSE, this hardware works with Ubuntu, Debian, and stuff like this. And we are trying to achieve this with other distributions. I guess it's not possible to make it alone. A rating system in the build service, so you can see which are the most popular packages, so you can easily see what should I use maybe. And it's also a nice thing, feedback for the packager, so you can see really many people using my package and they like it. One big goal, which is maybe not possible with all sponsoring of hardware, is to build the distribution, the whole distribution in the build service. That means, so it's really the distribution will build outside of the build service and not anymore inside as it is now. When you try to download packages from the build service, especially for beginners, it's not that easy to download it or integrate it. So we're thinking about a way to make it easier so you can simply click on yes and have some packages included. And we're also thinking about how to integrate the internal build service we call AutoBuild into Open Build Service. So at the moment, for example, when I have a package on the internal AutoBuild, I have to put it also on the build service. If I make patches, I have to put the patch in that. If I have some corrections from the community, I have to put it back in the build service, AutoBuild service. So it's quite confusing for us. So we have altogether we have three different build services I have to use, and this is quite annoying to really have to work with it. So we've tried to sort it out to make it easier. And the last thing we have here on the slide is merchandising. People really asking about where can I get a nice t-shirt, where can I buy a Gecko. And we also try to make this possible again. We had this a few years ago with SUSE, we had Gecko, we had t-shirts, penguins and stuff like this. At the moment we don't have it and we try to bring it back. So this was our presentation so far. Sorry it was a little bit longer as expected. But I guess we have still some time for some questions, if there are some questions. No questions? I mean, it was a lot of stuff we talked about here because we have some new stuff here, especially compared to last year FOSDEM. When we last year FOSDEM, for example, was a build service, it was an idea, it wasn't planning, it was not ready. So, especially compared to that, we have a lot of new stuff here this year. So, if there are no questions, of course, you can go also to the booth and ask.